joining me on the KRDO Afternoon Newsline, Christina Iadice with the El Paso County Department of Human Services. And we're going to talk a little bit about the state and status of both adult and child protection, both really difficult issues to try to tackle, let alone address, especially in a context of a pandemic. Christina, welcome to Afternoon News.
Thank you for the opportunity to share important information.
Well, absolutely. You know, there's only one way to frame this discussion, and that is abuse happens. And it's really hard to stop. And in a situation like this, it can probably, well, it does get worse because of all of the added stressors and people crammed into close quarters more than ever before and not feeling in control of their lives. What is the health department seeing on that side of things?
Well, as far as human services goes, you know, the work to protect at-risk adults and seniors and especially children, that never stopped during the pandemic. We did, of course, make adjustments to keep families safe and to keep our staff safe, but we certainly were still responding to calls. What was really concerning to us is that when the pandemic started, we saw a dramatic drop in calls of child abuse and neglect because, you know, families were staying at home. They're not interacting with others. Children are not going to school. And, of course, they're under a lot of stress. You have families who possibly have lost jobs. They're worried about housing. They're worried about paying bills. And that really puts stress on families.
And when we talk in terms of adults, we're talking about adults who are at risk. They could be elderly. They could be disabled. There could be a lot of reasons why they are at risk. Why is it important for people to be aware of the risk of abuse and neglect experienced by seniors, for example?
Well, you know, El Paso County has long been a home to a growing and an aging population. And those are individuals who might not have a good, strong support system here, or they might not have friends. And when you add a pandemic that is very, very risky for those individuals, they could become even more isolated. You might have a senior who, before the pandemic, was at least going to the senior center, getting regular checkups by a medical practitioner, and now they're not necessarily going to the doctor because they're worried. They're not going to the senior center, so they're a lot more isolated than they would have been 6 months ago.
Now, the same question for children. Again, why is it important for people to be aware of the risk and abuse, the risk of abuse and neglect experienced by children?
Well, for children, you know, especially younger children, they don't have an option of calling for help. And that's why we really depend on the community. And it really does take community to look out for those. You know, you don't have to have a special background or a special knowledge to call in a report. I mean, if you see, you know, if you have a neighbor and you notice that, you know, they might be struggling, maybe it's not a case of them abusing their children, but they are struggling to meet the needs of their family. And anyone can call the reporting hotline, and the professionals will look at all the information we have, and they'll make the decision.
Well, and that was exactly the next question. So there are ways that we can be helpful where seniors are concerned to help prevent abuse and neglect, and the same for children. Is there a single line for that, or are there different numbers for each of these age groups?
So there's two different numbers. For child abuse and neglect, there is a state hotline that is staffed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even on holidays. And anyone can call that number from anywhere in the state, and they'll direct you to the appropriate state. So if you call from El Paso County about an El Paso County family, it will be handled by an El Paso County call taker. And that number is 1-844-CO-4-KIDS or 1-844-264-5437. And
go ahead, Christina, sorry.
Okay, sorry. And for adults, that is a local number, and it's only staffed during the week, but they will check the voicemails frequently. So if they're concerned about an at-risk elder or at-risk adult, you can call El Paso County DHS APS at 719-444-5755. But in either case, regardless of the age of an individual, if someone is concerned about an immediate risk to someone, we want them to call 911 and law enforcement, because that, of course, will be a lot quicker.
Christina, you are wonderful as always. And just to recap very, very quickly and very briefly, for helping children, if you are aware of a family struggling or you think somebody's being abused or neglected and they're a child, 1-844-264-5437 will lead you to somebody right back here in El Paso County who will help. In the case of seniors, to help prevent abuse and neglect there, 444-5755. Again, 444-5755. You can help. Of the pandemic, now is the time to be extra mindful of your neighbors. Christina Iadice, Public Information Officer for the El Paso County Department of Human Services. Thank you for spending a couple of minutes with us here on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Thank you, and have a good week.